Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What up, though, Ball Hawk Show?
Yeah. If you know, you know. If you know, you know. Bricklayers in ball shorts, coaching from the side of the ball court. If you know, you know. One stop like a Walmart. We got the tennis balls for the wrong sport. If you know, you know. If you know about the carport, them trap doors supposed to be awkward. If you know, you know. That's the reason we ball for. Circle round twice for the encore. If you know, you know.
BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting this season. Everything from NFL playoffs to pro and college basketball, UFC, MMA, and more. You'll always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. With live betting options, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable, BetOnline is truly the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events. Head to betonline.ag or use your mobile device to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure to use promo code BELIEVE to receive your rewards. BetOnline.ag, where the game starts.
Walked away like a bitch.
Get him out. He's a bitch. And he punched Rupert no smoke.
And Richard Sherman got punched in the face by him. He's a sore loser.
He got his face put in the ground, got up and said, damn, that nigga's strong.
Yeah. Well, he's a sore loser is what he is.
He ain't a sore loser. He wanted to go his ass back home. You wouldn't want to stay your ass
on. Imagine getting slapped and calling the nigga strong. Oh, man. Listen, that was my one moral victory of the day. You know what I mean? That was it. Like, at that point, I was, I don't know, 30 drinks in.
Hey, yeah, whatever. Yeah,
we're going to – Shoso, you don't think we could beat Kansas City?
Hey, we sure secondary.
Hey,
hey,
process. What day of the week is the game being played on?
Listen, bro. Don't
answer my
shit.
Question. What day of the week is the game being played on?
Sunday.
Okay, there's your answer.
Yeah, but you don't think we win.
That's not what I said.
The Eagles beat the quarterback. Listen,
Patrick Mahomes could get hurt. Like, come on, bro. What do you want me to say? Like, anything can happen. You know what I mean? Like, and obviously this is not me wishing – injury. I'm just saying, like, anything can happen in the framework of a game, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Considering both things, we was like, "Giant, we got the four string quarterback. Fuck it. Oh well, let's play the game."
Considering all things healthy, I think that it's going to be a good matchup, and I think that I just think that we have the best combined offense and defensive line in the game, and that's where games are won, in my opinion, and that's what's got us here. So I think we could do it. I think we have a better D-line and offensive line than the Chiefs, too. The Chiefs' offensive line is probably the best that is next to us, but we're better than them. So I don't know.
If that goddamn defensive end from Philadelphia, number 7, get off that goddamn ball like he did when he played us, the 49ers, man.
He's been doing it all year.
I wonder if Kansas City will block him with a tight end.
It don't matter who the fuck you block.
That's my last. I'm done.
It don't matter who in front of him. I thought Michael Parsons was a motherfucker. Oh my gosh.
Okay, now we're doing too much. Now come on, Ahmad, come on. You hearing this?
Hey, I'm a 49ers fan.
Hassan is hell, bro.
But hey,
Hassan Reddick is nasty.
Hassan Reddick went to school right down the street, and I'm fully familiar with who he is. And Temple, I get it. He had a great game yesterday. Good for him.
TU, baby. He had a great year.
Hey, great.
And yeah, bro. I can literally walk to Temple in 8 minutes, bro. It's right down the street.
Hey, it's one thing about timing. I know where you
live. Stop telling me where you live, bro.
Why are you telling people my business, dog? I know where you live.
Timing, though, is everything, bro. And number 7 got to that quarter, Brock, at the right fucking time to tear his fucking. Like, timing is everything, bro.
Hey, so at least we don't have to worry about all this QB drama in the offseason because we know it's going to be.
Because Tom Brady's coming, right?
Yeah, or that, yeah.
Huh? Yeah, or bro, that. Listen, I don't want to talk about next season. I want to, enjoy the.
Get over this deal.
Yeah, enjoy a couple of months of, whenever the Super Bowl's over. Obviously, Purdy's hurt. Trey Lance be back next year. Jimmy Garoppolo will no longer be on my team. Thank you, Jesus. And
how you know though?
So you going to the Super Bowl?
I am. I will be down there all week next week.
The fucked up part, I'm a 49ers fan and I bought my hotel and everything already because I thought we was going to.
Yeah, that can happen. maybe you can get it refunded. But if you are looking to go to the game, I can definitely hook you guys up with tickets. Anybody who if you're looking, right. I got the people who have they got great prices and they'll hook you up.
So let me know what the great prices are, man.
Man, but you're like super rich, bro. Why are you trying to get a deal?
I'm not super rich, and rich people don't stay rich by spending their money.
You know,
they stay rich by having connections and shit like that. But I'm not super rich.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm not poor or anything, but I'm not super rich.
I don't know, man. I've seen some. Never mind. I can get the whole pricing. The whole pricing for different depending on the seating assignment.
All right, man. Yeah, send me that, man. I might. I got to take off all night.
Hey, you sold the Maybach yet, or what you driving now?
Hey, bro. Listen, I drive a Pinto. And then I got a 2000 F-150, white joint, and it's two-wheel drive. That shit is.
Oh, okay. Bet. You know what I'm saying?
This is disgusting.
Wealthy.
He said they tans, but I keep them clean, though.
this is disgusting work by Sosa.
Hey, but what is it? I feel like the Eagles did a great job. Is it the camera crew? Like that's what I want to get into. Is it the camera crew that show the replays? Like who shows the replays?
The Jumbotron operator is the one who, listen, you immediately get, as soon as the video is cut, it's usually because it's all from the same truck, right, from the TV. So, it gets sent to them. And the thing is that there's different graphics department for the stadium, and there's a different graphics department for the game. So the replay's cooked up and sent to both parties, and depending on the graphics, it gets posted immediately onto the Jumbotron. They did not show a replay of the DeVonta Smith catch at all. At any
point. Right. So you got a great job by whoever.
You got a producer.
You
got a producer right there on the end zone close. And usually the head coach knows where the producer is at because I've been at games that I worked here at UVA. And if it's an iffy call, you'll see the head coach scream at the producer, put it on the Jumbotron. Tell you to speed up when you see the teams trying to huddle up. And if he can get a glimpse of it, and they can get a glimpse of it in a coach's box. Then he'll throw the flag. But they'll try to do something to accelerate it.
That video was sent to the operator. He did not put it on the Jumbotron. It's as simple as that. And listen,
that's a great teacher for teams.
But listen, that's why you get home field for moments like that. I swear to God, those little moments are huge. So it is what
but,
it is.
But, but sometimes in those moments like that, though, the jumbo people don't be there clutch and don't show them. Sometimes they'll show that motherfucker
if
first.
If that game was being played in San Francisco, in Santa Clara, okay? That game, that play would have been sent. It would have been on the fucking Jumbotron within seconds. They would have never been able to hurry up none of that shit. That shit took place in Philly. That's the advantage of being at the crib. I can't be mad. Neither can you, but we all know
they did not put it on the Jumbotron at any point. The only thing that I wanted to know is, like, you know, who was in control. So, like, because that's a great teacher for, like, teams. Like, hey, bitch, you see what the Eagles just did? Don't show that motherfucker. Let's hurt.
No, that happens all the time, bro. It happens all the time.
Yeah, but that's
it's just sometimes the players are able to convince the coach. If you notice, none of our players popped up saying it was incomplete.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
If y'all ever noticed too, like when that shit happens,
Hufanga didn't look like he was sure.
Yeah, there's usually a player that pops up and that starts yelling, "Yo, it's incomplete. He didn't catch it." None of our players.
Rich, could we call it like just a rookie, just looking like, you know, he a rookie, so like he won't really alert.
Well, he was a rookie last year, so we can't say he's a rookie.
He saw it, but he didn't think, like, I don't think he was sure. He wasn't sure that it hit. Because he did the incomplete, but when he looked up, he wasn't, like, jumping up and down like, hell nah, throw the fucking flag. It wasn't like that. Now, if Hufanga would have done that, I think he would have threw it because of the trust they got in Hufanga within the defense. So I think they would have threw that shit if he would have jumped up with that shit like, hey, motherfucker, throw the flag.
Yeah, and the process point, like, anytime you have a catch like that, that's ingrained in you in practice. Like, yo, if we got to get to the line.
Yep.
We got to get to the line. Because everybody's going
to
think.
He walked the ball to the refs.
Yeah, he did the two fists. He went straight to the ref.
That's a college maneuver because you know when they're running hurry up, what they do.
Yes.
They get the ball straight to the correct hash.
To the correct
and they
hash.
Run the position. That's a college move, bro. That's some Nick Saban shit. Like, they know the rules. Listen, if you think it's 50-50 or if we're in 2 minutes, you run the ball yourself to the cash mark and then you get lined up.
Hey, look, I'm gonna say this and I'm gone, dog. I just want to just put a little laughter in the air because I feel a little bad at the 49ers loser. Hey, do we need to email Kaepernick and tell him we saw it so we can fucking get over this hump?
He curse y'all. He's like the Bambino out here, man.
I mean, is Jay-Z gonna finally admit that he gave Goodell fellatio or no, then that probably will never happen.
I already told him we saw it. I sent him a DM for next year. So next year we're going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk about next year yet. It's still February. It was February. Black History Month starts tomorrow. So,
but man, I said next year. This year, shit. Hell, we start
football. I got one more day. It's the 31st tomorrow.
It's like the worst start to Black History Month in my life.
Nah, it's actually good, though, bro. You got the most niggerish team in the NFL. Damn. In the NFL. You feel me? You know?
Frank Clark has all of his teeth completely replaced, and you're calling the Eagles that. Never mind.
That's the word. That's the number one word from niggerdom.
Yo, did y'all peep that with Frank? I did not know that Frank Clark still had the Kodak Black grill on his bottom teeth. I'm like, yeah, this motherfucker does not care about life at all.
Nah, he don't have no teeth.
He living a good life.
He rich as fuck.
Patrick Mahomes' daddy. Like, man, you know, he can't get no better.
Oh, yeah, his dad was funny. Yo, I ain't gonna lie.
Bro, he was fucking lit. My baby boy, you know, he showed up and showed out. Yeah. Yo, y'all ever seen his dad hug his little brother?
No.
Actually, that was my first time seeing his dad. I'm not going even front.
Yeah, you'll never see that, ever.
You know one thing we'll never see? The Giants go back to the Super Bowl because Alex ain't here.
Nah.
Huh? Oh, Alex, what's up, dog?
What's up, y'all can hear me?
Unfortunately, we can, yes.
Oh,
yeah, we can hear you.
Hey, I'm still on the phone, so if my service get a little fucked up, it's all good. Hey, it's cold as fuck out here.
I tell, it's cold. I can hear it.
Yeah, man. You know, congratulations.
Hey, don't talk over talk. Don't over talk, Alex. I know you can't hear him here on the boat.
Yeah, you know, congrats to all the winners, you know, the people who lost, you know. It is what it is. It happened. pain. Eli Apple's mom deactivated her Twitter account. That sucks. I really want to ask.
Because his name Eli. He ain't the real Eli.
I really want to ask about.
Eli was a character played by Denzel Washington. I don't know if that's. Is that who you're referring to?
I read that book before.
Nah. Last Man with a Bible? No.
But it was good to see. The only thing that I thought was weird, the groundswell in Louisiana of people just claiming Joe Burrow was extremely strange to me. I know they had a bad season, but that's, you know, that's another story. But, like, that man ain't from here. That man don't live here. He don't give two shits about the Saints. So I'm glad this is reported. I want this to be known. Joe Burrow don't give two shits about y'all or y'all team. Let that shit go. All right, he did what he did for the college in Louisiana, but that's it. All right, and he got his ass sent home, too. 1-2-3 Cancun on me. I'll beat y'all there. And that's pretty much all I had to say. I was really hoping, though. That's really all I got to say.
Hey, my man said George Bush don't care about black people type vibes for Joe Burrow. Dang.
Yeah, but the same guy that said that the first time married two white women, so.
Like, look.
So what are we doing?
Dude who looks like Macaulay Culkin, I'm just never going to take serious. I don't give a fuck what he do. And that's, I mean, you just take that
listen, for however you want to take it. I don't have anything bad to say about Joe Burrow outside of that pink fit was trash. Other than that, I got nothing bad to say about the guy.
From what I heard, that was the second time he wore. Like in that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure the first time it was trash too, but that was the first time I saw it. I saw it. That shit was garbage.
Also, just one more quick thing, and then I gotta go. Man, a lot of people deactivating their accounts this weekend and all that good stuff. Look, listen. At the end of the day, we all talk shit. It's all sports, it's all fun and games. If this shit is that serious, you shouldn't be on this fucking app. I came here right after Philadelphia whipped our ass, and I chewed my team's ass out for the loss. It is what it is. These people, for the most part, not everybody, for the most part, these people not paying y'all, man, took the ass whipping and move on. Like, if you can dish it, you got to be able to take it. And that's pretty much it. That's all it is.
And a Giants fan being the voice of reason is kind of crazy, but I respect the talk.
Hey, I try when I can, man. It is.
Hey, listen, it's not personal unless y'all make it personal. The people in my DMs who did make it personal, I mean, you guys were greeted, you know, quite respectfully. But again, I don't got nothing else really to say. Congratulations, T. Smith, the mod process, all y'all, and.
My dog, appreciate you, dog.
What up, Hope?
What up, Ricky?
T. Smith, Spody. I'm saying, what's up, you motherfuckers? What's up, man?
What up, Ricky? You bitch ass bitch. What the hell you doing?
I'm late to the party, man. I just got out of track practice. I'm late like a motherfucker.
Hey, Ricky.
Yep.
I heard somebody was looking for you, man.
Ain't nobody looking for
me. I mean, she's still looking for you, my boy.
And I'm glad everybody else came in and heard how she was talking last night. Y'all, they can't say I'm lying no more. No.
What she said?
She just missing two light bulbs, man. Might be three of them.
No, I ain't here. I wasn't there.
You was there. You know.
I thought she was going to put her lights out there. You know what I'm saying?
Steam seemed like he wanted to do that. That's why I said in the listeners the whole time. He think he's slick trying to call me up. Nope. As soon as you came in that joint, what I do? I left back up and went back down to the listener. I don't want to play him.
Why you leave, though?
Didn't I just tell you she missing some light bulbs, man? I'm not
put the light bulb.
Nah, I ain't going to be the one to fix it. Hell no. Nah. Because something is clearly wrong with her.
You electrician?
No, I ain't. Hell to the nah.
Oh, you working in plumbing?
Nah, I don't do none of that.
What's going on, fellas? T, Mark, Spode.
What up, man?
What's up? Hey, man. What's up, Rick? What's going on?
How you feeling today, man?
I take the L, man. Guess what? I'm okay. I don't do all the trash talking. You know what I'm saying? I let my team talk for ourselves or whatever. You know, they beat us. You know, plain and simple. We missed assignments. My secondary, the only one that really stepped. The secondary, y'all remember, y'all say y'all, they going to beat us deep downfield. That didn't happen. I mean, like, damn, that was a good thing. McCaffrey, I mean, like, somebody mentioned early, somebody the trade between Calvin Ridley, and I forgot the other trade guy, say like the biggest trade in the middle of the offseason. I'm like, before McCaffrey, yeah, because that was like the biggest trade. I don't think without McCaffrey, we wouldn't got that far because our running back, you know what I'm saying? Like, you see Elijah Mitchell, I don't know what play he got hurt on in the game last week. They say his groin was messed up. Like, dang, when did you injure it? On that long run? You know what I'm saying? They put Tevin Coleman in there, so it was like, okay, we can't use them. So, yeah, once I seen the injury, I was like, damn, okay.
Because he was in there for he was in there pretty much the whole game.
But, man, let me tell you something. That magnitude, I done seen Josh Johnson do it some games. Like, he done been good in some games. But
do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So that type of environment, it was a whole different type of thing. Dang. Like, if y'all notice on that foul, everybody talk about how Cam Newton dove for the fumble against the Denver. But look how he went for the ball against laying on the ground. Like, as soon as the sun read it, it was like he just stopped reaching. Like, forget it. I ain't reaching no ball. He clearly had a ball in grass. But,
yeah, hey, but I mean, he kind of saw what that shit on his own, though. Yeah, like,
You're right. No, I'm not saying he didn't. But I'm just saying, like, when you win the dole for it, he really didn't go die for it. But, no, man, I'm going to take the L back to the drawing board. Nature begin out. Once again, it's Trey Lance offseason. You know what we're going to do with Trey? See how that... I mean, as y'all see it, they say the injury is fake. He was scared. The man shit was torn 6 months out. So now, you know, because they try to say it was like the Josh Allen injury, but it was not. It was two different ones. Like, he could barely throw the shit. So it is, man. Just got to sit and not watch the Super Bowl and be on the field for Quest 6. That's all I can say.
But y'all having a funeral? Moment of silence for all the people that left the
But hey, I'm trying to see all season coming. I want to see what Cincinnati gonna do with T. Higgins. Like, he's on the market, bro. I don't care what nobody say.
know if he gonna stay in Cincinnati or what.
Nah, he gone, bro.
You think so?
Yeah, he going to get that number one money.
I was about, hey, I'm thinking the same thing too. Like, I don't want him to leave, but he gonna leave to get some money. But what team gonna go after him? Do you see Chicago going after him?
Chicago could be a team. Chicago could be a team anyway. You know, this stuff coming up about trading Justin is kind of crazy. But, I mean, that's kind of the route. You don't know what you get. You know, if you trade him and draft a quarterback, you don't know what you're getting.
Yep.
Unless Chicago trying to go all in and trade for Lamar and trade Justin over there, then, because, I mean, they got the cap and shit too.
Man, that'd be crazy, dog. I mean, yeah. NFC North, we got to deal with Lamar.
Wasn't that a three-way trade with Atlanta in there? I didn't know where Lamar was going and how that was working out.
Yeah, I mean.
You know, man, my problem with that three-way trade shit in football, man, you ain't seen that shit in so long, though. Like,
that's why I ain't never seen that shit. Report,
like that shit ain't happened for, like, over 30 years. Like, it's been a long time. So
that's what I'm saying. Like, who the last one did it?
I think it was in like the 80s or the 90s or some shit. Like, it ain't happening a lot. I say what? But you in the Matrix right now, man.
You said I'm in the Matrix?
Yeah, you breaking up a little bit.
Yeah, I just thought I ain't never seen the NFL. Like, who the hell are you going to trade up? Like, trade this, trade that.
Yeah, I mean, it's happened before. That shit don't happen every year, though. That's just the point I'm trying to make. Like, I mean, if it happens, it happens. You never know. It could happen. Who knows? But it just doesn't happen every day.
So what? This is my first time hearing about it. What's supposed to be the trade?
Yeah, and we can hear you now.
Close to a three team trade was when we traded for Carson Wentz.
Okay. What? Yeah, like J-Man, who's supposed to be the three? Who's supposed to be the three teams?
Wasn't it the Ravens? Was the Ravens, the Falcons, and the Bears? Right. I mean, some shit like that.
I believe. So.
I ain't know.
Or I mean, maybe instead of the Falcons, it might have been the Cardinals, maybe. Because I don't think the Falcons were in that three-team trade scenario. I don't think. I'm not 100%
sure. One of the teams that's been trying to get them, though. I don't think it's Arizona. I think it's the Bears and Atlanta. Because they've been talking about it for a couple of weeks. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, if it happens, great. I mean, it'd be exciting for the league because the shit ain't happening so long, so.
Yo, what's up? This dude up here, you bad luck, man.
Here comes Lutz. What's good, Lutz?
What's good, man? You bad luck, man.
What you mean by I'm bad luck?
You got like five, six different teams, man. We trying to figure out what you're
doing. Damn.
I'm trying to figure out how to hold you accountable, man.
Some of me not as advocate. Hey, I think you need to bring back up.
But what's so crazy?
Hey, Ahmad.
Yo.
Bring T back up.
What's so crazy about this whole weekend, bro? It's like what Sam did.
Don't listen to that bull jive Petty was saying. Petty said every time I go against the Chiefs, they always fucking win. That shit is a fucking lie. Them niggas got lucky.
I mean, you a bad luck charm, man, because the teams you be going for be losing, man. Don't ever cheer for my team, man.
I tried to cheer for your team one time. Fucking
nah, nigga. Don't ever cheer for my team, bro. You a bad luck charm, bro. Don't ever cheer for my team.
He said don't ever, yeah.
Don't ever do it.
You heard it, man.
This is
and
all
I'm talking about across all sports. I ain't just talking about football. I'm talking about football.
Say, isn't Letcher NBA, a Celtics MLB, fan?
NHL. I'm not a Celtics fan, but they do.
Thank
have
God you're not. Don't ever cheer for my team.
Duke so. Player ever in the Duke history. So
I just don't want you cheering for my team, man.
Ah, man, we only here for Jason Tatum. That's it.
Nah, you ain't here for him either, bro. Don't tear for my teams at all.
Yeah, watch Leach, man. He'll put a motherfucking curse on you, yo, for real.
That's exactly
man,
what I'm talking about.
Stop it, coach. I try over there defending your squad, and you niggas just man, made me look silly.
Because you the reason we lost, man.
Nah, I'm the reason.
The reason you lost. You talk reason? All this trash.
Hey, every squad that nigga defend end up losing.
Yeah, man,
that
was because of him, man. I'm telling you, I'm convinced it's because of you, dog. You did it on purpose. You wanted us to lose, man. I'm holding you accountable, man. That's fucked up, man. You wanted us
to lose. Bro, I mean, I knew y'all was going to lose.
Exactly.
No, but they was talking crazy about your squad. Like, y'all care. Niggas weren't shit. That shit was wild.
You know, I heard this is 365, man. 365. It don't even be football season, I heard about my team. So I got you
to it. T. Smith, Ahmad, congratulations on your victory.
Do not respond to him. I'm telling y'all, he's going to put a curse on y'all.
I'm just saying congratulations. He's going to
put a curse on y'all.
Let you got to use plural.
He's going to be rooting for y'all. Y'all better watch him, man. He's shaky, yo. Some of you.
Listen, I predicted the Eagles was going to be the Niners, though. So I was right about
that. Who didn't predict that?
All right, man. Other news. What other head coaches and offensive coordinators got hired? I know the Chargers got Kellen Moore.
I'm glad they did.
Chargers got Kellen Moore?
Yeah.
As what? OC?
Yeah.
Damn!
They should have sent him to the Saints. I thought you were the Chargers fan. How you not know that?
Shut your ass up, man. I've been away from the
Is this nigga real? He up here cheering?
I'm not no damn Chargers fan.
So why the hell are you cheering then?
You ain't no Chargers fan. Okay, why would you cheering like relax, that?
He's a Chargers fan.
No,
I didn't do shit. It was not a shit you did.
I'm happy that Justin Herbert has someone to, he can
relate. So you're saying that you're a Chargers fan?
I'm not saying that I'm a Chargers fan. I just want to
jump in.
This is not a good thing.
Someone to progress.
This is not a good thing. This is not a good thing. I'm trying to tell you. I told them Chargers fan earlier, do not get it.
Letch, we saw what he did with Dak.
Don't stand up and clap. He can't do any better. Let's ask.
Justin Herbert isn't Dak. Let's get that.
Man, it don't matter who is who. It don't matter. That man, he worse than you, man. He going to curse the quarterback, man. Time to tell you, man. Y'all ain't got to listen.
Coach, stop spreading these fucking rumors. Man. Everything he's saying is not true.
I don't believe him down there. Call a spade a spade, man.
Hey, you were one of them players that coach named as a people who guarantee the Chargers to win. You athlete and star.
Okay, listen. Yeah, I did guarantee the Chargers would, but at the same time, I was wrong, and that's all right. You know, it happens.
Now you see what we're going.
No, I was just saying, Coach said, once you guaranteed that, he was like, once he heard you say it, actually, as I said, like,
you say
he
it
knew
with
it was over.
Like, yeah, you I'm trying to tell you. He'll curse
you. Yeah, but that's what Petty did. Petty said, listen, y'all can sit up here and listen to Letch if you want, but every time he's gone against the Chiefs, blah, blah, blah.
Look at how his team season went.
But don't worry about my team. Lucky we ain't play y'all. We would have whooped your ass.
No, y'all was horrible, yo.
You got to chill, fam. Let you got to chill, bro. You really got to chill, fam.
I mean, you made Coach B come up here, man. That's just crazy.
You got to relax. Like,
what's up, Coach
B? What did I do, bro?
Bro, you was part of that kiss of death. You, Ashley Baker.
New level
R and new level.
New level don't count though.
New level started the first thing in the morning. Then Ashley Baker came up and she posted on the timeline. And then you has said it, and then Czar said it later on.
Oh,
I knew that point.
That's bad luck all around.
That
wrong.
Was the reason why the debacle happened. Half of me couldn't even blame Staley.
If,
I had look at you it, niggas.
Well, that's Czar picked
up. Look at you niggas.
Like and now
hey, Les, I think that's
me,
the day Ari packed you up.
And now you're telling me that Kellen Moore is good. That's what you want us to believe.
I'm not saying he's good. That's what you said. Don't upgrade from what was there.
No, it's the same coordinator. I'm trying to say.
It's the same nigga. We looking at the same person. But this is what you want me to believe. Let's please don't do me no favors no more.
Bruh, Joe a little older, man.
With friends like Tom,
why you don't want him in New Orleans then?
We had him in New Orleans.
You did not have Kellen Moore in New Orleans.
No, I'm talking about Lombardi.
Nah, I'm talking about Kellen Moore.
Over Pete Carmichael, I would take him. Bring him on. Shit.
He ain't going to do the McCall Curl routes the whole game.
Just what Lombardi.
Hey, it is better than putting fifth string receivers that are healthy scratch for seven straight weeks out there on 3rd-and-1. So,
Letch, just pimping. Don't be do me no more favors, dog. I don't need no more favors. I don't need no cosigners. We don't need nothing else over here.
Coach B, don't worry, bro. Justin Herbert.
I see you, bro. I don't need no help. I can defend Justin by myself. I've come to understand that. I don't need no help, though, dog. You just stay over there. Worry about P. Worry about what's going on in New Orleans. And whatever. I'm not going to put other teams on your name. I know there's other teams that has been out there. But I'm just saying, you worry about what's going on in New Orleans, player. Let me deal with what happened here in L.A. Hey, and I think that's fair. I'm not even cussing you out. I think it's fair.
Hey, Coach B, so I got a question for you, man.
Yes, nigga.
How you feeling about, you know, the Kellen Moore seemingly already done deal?
So this morning, right, when it came up, I had asked Bodie to let me grieve in peace. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to grieve this process right now because, like, while I want to think he's better than Joe Lombardi, I think we just got a younger Joe Lombardi. I really do. Like, when you look at Dallas's offense, personnel-wise, they just have the personnel to stretch the field, right? But you look at the checkdowns, you look at the route concepts, combinations, it's all the fucking same. So I'm envisioning again Eckler having 100 catches. I'm envisioning again probably fucking Herbert throwing for 50 times a game in less than 300 yards. I'm envisioning some more of Everett being our second best pass receiver. That's what I'm envisioning for offense, and we'll make the first round and get bounced again. That's what I
think. Ugh, that Everett one's nasty.
It's true.
I mean, Everett ain't that bad. I mean,
shit. No, I'm just saying Everett being the second best.
I'm not saying he's bad. I'm saying that in the grand scheme of things, he shouldn't be
exactly.
Your most reliable.
Yeah, he shouldn't be.
But, I mean, couldn't you make the argument that he was that because, I mean, Mike Williams was out and Keenan Allen was out, though?
You can make that argument true enough, and I wouldn't wholeheartedly disagree with that. Problem is, even when they were in the game, he was still that guy.
Hey, Coach B, so what if we give you the 31st pick and Quez Watkins?
We're hanging up. We're not. Derwin James is not.
That's going to make you stress the field, though, bro.
No. Look, okay, listen. This is what we can do. You can give me Quez Watkins and a 6, and I'll give you Keenan Allen.
The fuck are you talking about, man? Keenan plays one quarter a game, man. We fucking serious here? I'm giving you a quality nigga that can stretch the field and a first.
I'm not getting rid of Derwin James, bro.
T. Smith think he's slick, man. He's trying to give you a wide receiver that can't catch, man. That's fucked up.
Quez can catch. What the fuck are you talking about, stupid?
Oh, he can't.
Yes, he
can't.
What? Yes, the fuck he can't.
I ain't seen him catch.
I mean, he can catch. He just don't get the ball. That's what it is.
Dumb as shit. If you don't think Quez can catch,
he can catch. He just don't get the targets.
Nah.
You're stupid.
Nah.
You've been watching too much Cowboys football.
Every game I've seen,
seeing niggas catch the ball. Shut your ass up, you bitch ass bitch. Hey, Coach B, back to you, man. Me and you was talking about some shit. So look, what if I give you the number 10 pick?
I'm over here dying at bitch ass bitch.
Bro, I mean, that shit got me dying every fucking time.
Huh?
Take
me out. Coach, don't listen to that bullshit, Trey.
Hey, Coach B.
Look, what if I give you the number 10 equation?
Trey, weak as shit.
For Derwin James.
fuck with you talking about, Coach B. I got a fourth round to Kenny Golladay for Bosa. What's up?
Hey, look, I don't know what the fuck he talking about, bro.
Hey, Vinny, you got to wait until I'm finished, Vinny. What the fuck?
Hey, look, hey, Vinny, but he'll make that trade because he don't really want the muscle spasm boy there anyway. So, Coach B, what's up, man? Number 10 in Quest.
Listen, Derwin ain't on it. We just resigned Derwin. He ain't on the market, fam. We just resigned him. We got him.
Yeah, but I'm giving you number 10.
I hear you. It sounds good, but I'm not. No.
Bro, that's
Let me get Joey Bosa off you.
Oh, you Joey for what?
Fourth round of Kenny Golladay.
Yeah, hey,
you'll take that, Coach B. You'll take that. All right.
Hey, Vinny, I told you, dog.
Get Joey Bosa off my team. Like I
told Vinny, you, don't want muscle spasm boy.
We have a mutual interest over here. A mutual interest.
You said muscle spasm boy.
Nah, I ain't that ass. I was just trying to ruffle your feathers.
Joey better gonna do more than Marcus Davenport. So.
Oh yeah, Lech, we got y'all. Well, I can't say we got y'all again. You got like 16 or something. Mm-hmm. About.
Girl, I don't know.
Oh. Hey, so the injury that Brock got, and that's like a Tommy John injury.
Yeah, he got Tommy John.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
he told you.
But it's saying he'll be out 6 months though, which I kind of find interesting.
Well, because it's different for baseball compared to football, because like the throwing motion, like depending on who the play is, the type of velocity they throw with, like Aroldis Chapman recovering from Tommy John is going to be completely different from Brock Purdy recovering from Tommy John. I don't think Brock Purdy throw 100-mile-per-hour fastballs. You know what I'm saying?
Prayers up to that man, Brock. Man. Shit crazy.
Coach B. Oh, no. Fuck all them niggas, though. Fuck the pigeons. Fuck the cow bitches. Fuck the wine.
Yeah, Vinny, you thought you were slick, didn't you?
These fucking bikini and Timberland ass niggas.
You won't break my soul. You won't break my soul.
God damn.
You won't break my soul. You won't break my soul. Not today. You won't break my soul. You won't break my... We going to the ship, boy. We going to the ship, what? Hey, 5-minute warning, man. Got to get off. Sporty, if you're going to do the fuck around, you know what I mean? Y'all know what to do. You know what I'm saying? I'm putting the Jumbotron, you know what I'm saying? Smack had the outside event, you know what I'm saying? Two-day event down here in Virginia, you know what I'm saying? But, Vinny, you won't break my soul.
Hey, Ahmad. I don't need to break your soul because your fucking quarterback is over there as you. I'll go break his fucking wrist.
Hey, brother. Seems like you got your little glaucoma medicine over there. Concentrate on the glaucoma medicine, man. You know what I'm saying? Let us focus on our quarterback, our combo back in my bad guy voice. Hey, go ahead and re-sign Danny, man. All right, go ahead and politic that. Let us do what we do. You do what you do, man.
They trying to make give Danny $12 million a year, man.
Damn, they're trying to do Danny wrong, man. Danny worth more than that. What the hell? Hold on, Vinny. Is that true?
Look, man, I got the drop. I got the drop with your quarterback, nigga. I got the lower your quarterback, nigga. SU versus VA tonight. He did. He hit tail. So I got the drop on that nigga. Stop playing with me. I better watch your mouth. I go get that nigga. That I hope.
Yo, Vinny's a hit, man.
Vinny been wilding all day.
Yo, this is recording space, bro.
That's all right.
Vinny said he untouchable, man. He messed the untouchable. Yes, yes.
Vinny, why you taking shots at my boy for, man? What the fuck we do, yo?
I ain't gonna lie. Look, you my nigga now, but it'll be get it, motherfucker. Fucking motherfucker. Yeah, like, it was static. Really, though, like, I fuck with some of the cowbitch fans. It's just niggas. I fuck with Knicks, too, but, like, the niggas that be in big spaces, bro, like, the niggas be annoyed. That's what, like, all the dickhead cowbitch fans be, bro, like.
Yeah, bro.
Knicks cool, though. Knicks cool, but the people that be coming in his spaces, them niggas be annoying, bro.
I'm going to be honest. I'll be honest with you about the shit. I ain't going to fucking bullshit around.
Man, you lie. It's just I always got to hear the, you know, we swept y'all niggas, but y'all niggas ain't did shit since y'all swept. Like, y'all sweep niggas every year.
That shit don't mean nothing to me. You know? I mean, yeah, we want to
the Cowboys.
I'm trying to win the big game. Fuck all the other shit.
More.
Rick, I'd rather go goddamn 7-8.
And the Eagles fucking suck too. So, I don't give a fuck about the Super Bowl.
What you think about McCarthy talking about?
I mean, we know you don't because you ain't seen one, so we know you don't give a fuck about it.
I seen one, motherfucker.
No, I ain't talking to Ricky. I'm talking to Steve.
Steve, I'm going to wait till the next
one. I ain't never seen one talking about before the Super Bowl.
Right, so that's the thing. Even if they win, it's like, you know, congratulations. Like, you catching up to the Commanders. Congratulations.
Hey, I ain't got enough time.
Yo, that's cold as shit right
now. What are you doing?
Up.
I thought we was cool, dog.
My fault. Nah, we all.
I thought we was cool, dog.
We all, dog. You know, I just had to throw that in there. Shit, nigga.
Steve, shut the fuck up all that fucking talking you do.
Hey, Coach Rick, fuck you. Whenever Spody send that link, man, I'm going to close up.
Oh, Ricky, a fucking Commanders fan trying to talk shit.
You don't even know what fucking team you like, Coach Chris. Shut up.
A motherfucker that ain't make the playoffs. Talking to teams that made the playoffs is disgusting.
Coach Chris don't even know what team he likes today.
Stop fucking on the fucking Eagles.
Is worse than Lane.
Stop fucking hating on the Eagles because your fucking team got a fucking crazy ass owner and shit. And you can't do shit.
Hey, yo, Vinny, you got to jump on him.
Jump on who? You not talking?
You calling for help now?
Yeah, you call up Steam. I know I'm untouchable, Steam, so you got to call for fucking help.
I said Dan Snyder, you weirdo.
No, you got a question.
Hey, Steam, I heard you had a new boot.
Yeah, Rick, I asked you the other speak.
Oh, you heard wrong, man.
Yo, he never does. Fucking with Ricky to fuck with you.
I'm a
man, we was all up in that space. I mean, we heard.
Hey, Ricky, you hear him? Ricky, he trying to deny it, Ricky.
I am a single man.
Nah.
I mean, you wasn't single.
You told me you
night.
Went to the bowling alley, though, dog.
Oh, yeah, went to the bowling alley?
He be lying.
He be lying.
I went to the bowling alley.
His owner is Dan Snyder. All he does is lie.
Yeah, y'all trying to get on my son's theme about that bowling alley shit. My son.
Hey, yo, what was Hey, Steve, who was the wrestler that had the theme song, We Lie, We Cheat, We Still Eddie Guerrero?
That's Eddie Guerrero, yeah. Latino Heat.
You. That's Vanilla Heat. Bam Bam Bigelow.
That's you right now.
Hey, Vinny, put him on game real quick.
Oh, what was Steve? Steve more like Vader.
No, I watched the Royal Rumble. I saw my Black Queen.
Hey, the Royal Rumble was good, bro.
You know what I mean?
That Royal Rumble was ass except for the last match.
It was. You ain't lying.
Vinny, put him on game real quick, by the way.
Hold on, I'm about to find the folks right now. I'm putting in the Jumbotron.
Put who on game?
Nah, because y'all was trying to kill my son
All
Steam.
Of you.
Y'all was trying to kill my son Steam by his bowling alley date. My son Fab said that should be the first date, nigga. Y'all Jack and Fab, fuck out of here.
Hey, who said that? You know what, Vinny? That's enough for you today. And that's enough for all y'all thought y'all was going to win today. You can't win today because you can't break my soul. We're in the Super Bowl. All right? That's how I'm ending the show, goddamn. I ain't letting you get nothing on. Fuck all your bullets. I hope they goddamn ricochet and hit you in your leg and help your glaucoma. Keep taking your medicine. We out of here. I appreciate any and everybody that came out today. You know what I'm saying? Brock Purdy, man, salute to you, man. Speedy recovery, but your fans did that shit because they disrespected Rocky. And we club a lane, Joe ass, just for that shit, for good measurement. Pain.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Spring is here, making it the perfect time for outdoor projects. Sun-cast storage sheds are an excellent solution for protecting outdoor lawn and gardening tools. They're easy to assemble, and the all-weather construction provides water resistance and UV protection. Save big on sun-cast storage sheds. View our selection of sun-cast products today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.